I'm David Brancaccio in New York. The Trump administration is looking at changes to how America decides who can become a citizen. There are published reports built on anonymous sources suggesting the Trump team might want to deny citizenship to people who've ever used social services, welfare, or signed up for coverage under the Affordable Care Act. Built into this is the notion that immigrants are somehow a drain on social services or the healthcare system, but there's some new data about this. Researchers at Harvard and Tufts looked at 18 years of studies on health expenditures for immigrants. Their findings are published today in the International Journal of Health Services. Marketplace's Erica Barris reports from WESA in Pittsburgh.
Immigrants make up 12% of the U.S. population, but account for less than 9% of healthcare expenditures, according to the report. Lila Flavin is a medical student at Tufts and worked on the project.
They tend to be younger and healthier than the average U.S.-born person.
So they probably go to the doctor less often. Immigrants are also more likely to be uninsured or underinsured, says Leighton Koo, health policy professor at George Washington University. Language and cultural differences play a role, too.
If you never got an immunization, if you didn't have cancer screening when you were in your home country, you wouldn't think to get these things here either.
Andrea Fox is an internist at a Pittsburgh clinic where she mostly sees immigrants. She says work gets in the way of healthcare in a couple of ways.
A lot of people who are new to this country really have very little control over their work site, and they may miss appointments or they're afraid to ask for time off.
But as the report points out, they still pay into the healthcare system, mainly through their jobs. I'm Erica Barris for Marketplace.